I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
The Bird Show.
You need to be watching more TV if you want to be considered successful. Is that what I'm hearing from TikTok?
You got to watch less TV.
Oh, less.
We've had this debate before. We're like, is watching TV a hobby? Some people are very passionate that watching TV is a hobby.
Yes.
It is not.
Nope. Not at all.
It is not a hobby.
It's something I enjoy doing in my leisure time, and that is what the definition of a hobby.
So apparently, if you want to be successful, you're going to need a new hobby, because at Harrison Swales on the TikTok says that most successful people don't watch that much TV.
Everybody that I know that's successful at all has what I call energizing hobbies. So for a second, think about like what a normal week looks like for a very average person. They work their job that they don't like. They come home at night. They probably want to just relax, forget about their job, get their mind off it. So they watch Netflix. They scroll through TikTok for a few hours, whatever, go to sleep. Then the weekend rolls around, probably kind of the same issue. They just want to get away from work. They want escapism, for lack of a better term. So they go out a couple nights. They get drunk. They forget about all the shit they're dealing with, how unhappy they are with their life. But everyone that I know that actually does super well, that's really happy, that's very successful by my standard, instead of spending all their time Netflix, going out to brunch, getting drunk on the weekends, they're doing things like being part of a run club, or like working out with all their homies, or they play sports for fun, or they fight like boxing or jiu-jitsu. The creative ones, instead of just sitting around watching videos all day scrolling through TikTok, they either create videos, or they write books, or they write content on their own blog. They choose all these hobbies where they're just like putting out good energy into the world, whether that's creating content or doing a bunch of physical active stuff with friends. And I don't know if they're like directly correlated, like these hobbies and ways you kind of burn off steam. I don't know if it's directly correlated to your career and success in other areas of your life, but it certainly seems like it from my perspective.
Kristen, would you like to represent the people that have TV as a hobby and aren't successful?
I like to think I'm somewhat successful.
Well, maybe if you stop watching TV, you'd finally get a Gracie.
Oh!
Was that too mean? My heart. I can't take it. There's nothing else I can say.
Nah, she should be able to go home. That's
great. Right. Cassie, would you like to explain what this award is?
The Gracie is an award for women in media who have achieved greatness.
Made contributions.
Yeah, it's kind of like the Oscar for women in media. You've got really big names winning it and a lot of radio people, but one name is notably missing.
For the record, you should have won it by now. The joke was right there.
You got to shoot back. Maybe if you stopped hanging out with your cat, Abby, you'd have a boyfriend.
There we go.
Okay, oh, man.
Oh, no, now no, it's getting no, me.
That's
getting
a brutal. Yeah.
This is why I'll never win a Gracie.
That's a diss track that just didn't hit. Yeah.
She's certainly not J. Cole.
Is this on the level of J. Cole and Drake?
That's what should have happened. Yeah. That's the way it's supposed to go.
Am I more street than J. Cole?
Yes.
Yeah, when I scroll through TikTok or Instagram, and you know how I get caught up in these like motivational, algorithms, it's like the most successful people read. They can't get enough information. Read. But you could use the same thing about TV if you're getting more educational. But that's not what you're watching.
No, and I do. I think what he says has validity to it. I really do. But here's the thing. maybe you don't want to be more successful. Maybe you're perfectly happy with the way your life is. And guess what? That's okay. It was like when I did that panel and everybody up there had all these side gigs and we're doing all these other things. And I'm like, yeah, no, I just do radio and I just try to do that really well.
There's a hush over the crowd.
And then that one other person who felt the same way and was just as lazy as me was like, yeah!
You are far from lazy.
Yeah, you are not lazy.
You may just do radio and the nonprofit and Bart's Big Adventure and all the other charity stuff you do, but you spend a lot of time on it.
So I don't want people to feel this pressure that they have to keep pushing and pushing and pushing. And this is what we've told you forever. Mm-hmm. Like, you can be content with what you have. Now, if that is a goal of yours to be more successful, well, then you probably need to put the remote control down and put your focuses somewhere else to get you to where you want to be. But how else, Mo, would you have all these incredible documentary references if I wasn't sitting on my ass watching Netflix?
No, that's a fact. I appreciate you picking that remote up.
I bring the heat for the true crime docs.
Yes, you do. You have been on fire the past couple weeks.
I just think you got to reframe how you feel about having a side hustle, because to me, you don't have a side hustle because you're already successful doing the one thing you have in your repertoire really, really well. So you don't need the side hustle.
Agreed.
And apparently I don't need a Gracie.
No, you need one. You're just not going to get one.
That's a them problem, not a you problem.
I love the way you apologized after a badass burn. Dudes, there's no apologizing.
No, it's too late.
I
feel really bad.
It's not sitting right with the spirit. And that was immediate, man. Yeah. Like within 2 seconds, it didn't sit right with their spirit.
It's so different in a guy's world. Could you ever imagine a dude like insulting you, like a friend insulting you, and then going, oh, is it too mean?
No. Nah, they double down.
The difference between men and women.
That's what you're having.
The Bird Show.